The roof over the head building of the south wing. The roof space of the south wing shows characteristics that are equally characteristic of almost all roof areas of the Pergamon Museum: largely glazed roof surfaces, expansive skylight ceilings, and the whole supported by mighty steel structures that inevitably evoke associations with steel bridge construction. Unlike in any other building on the museum island, the exhibition halls of the Pergamon Museum thrive on the extensive lighting provided by skylight ceilings suspended from the roof. The south head building's roof is also characteristic in that the four construction phases typical of many roof and ceiling areas can be seen. The construction period, here only around 1920, conversions due to changes in the exhibition concept, here around 1929, the repair of war damage, after 1945, and the current basic refurbishment, from 2013. Reason enough to select it. And yet the most important argument was the one mentioned at the beginning. It is one of the last in the museum's vast roof landscape where the historic construction has not yet been touched, supplemented, or even replaced as part of the ongoing measures.